Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We give your name praise, Father God. We worship you. Prince of the Lord. Thank you for your presence. We thank him for his presence. We thank him. Just come on in praising the Lord. Come on in giving him honor and glory in the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. Is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise Jesus in this place, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. And then I welcome you in to the Just a Vessel Prayer and the Bible Study Live podcast. We're only here for Jesus Christ, and we're here to give him glory and honor and praise and to go into his holy word in Jesus' name. So if you're here today, thank God for you. Thank you so much for being here and deciding in Jesus' name to tune in today as we go forth in the word. Somebody say Bible study. Bible study. In Jesus' name. And we're going to turn the music back on. And people of God, I thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him for his love and kindness towards us. Name, for he is so good. So good to us, even when we're not, in Jesus' name, obedient, or we don't always do what he says to do. He still loves us. He still chases after us. You know, so we just thank God for his mercy. Where would we be without his mercy, people of God? Where would we be in Jesus' name? I don't know. I don't want to know. Just want to keep going with the Lord. Okay? So let's keep going. So let's pray before we go into this awesome word that the Lord has prepared for you on today. Hallelujah. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer that Jesus gave his disciples in the book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 9 through verse 13. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, it talks a lot about the Lamb of God, the blood of sprinkling. It talks about, in Jesus' name, specifically in Hebrews chapter 9, it talks about, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. And we're going to start right here at verse 7 through verse 8. And then we're going to skip down to verse 10 through verse 11. Okay? In Jesus' name. Yes, we are talking about our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's read. It says, but into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. So in the times back then, they used to offer, in Jesus' name, sacrifices unto the Lord to be made right with God in the tabernacle of God, they had to offer something in Jesus' name. How many know that we have already had our sacrifice offered because of the life of Jesus Christ, because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Our sacrifice to be made right with God, our sacrifice in Jesus' name to have a relationship with God, has already been done. Now, what Jesus wants, he wants is your life. Your life as a living sacrifice, so that he can fill you with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, so then that you can live a life pleasing to the Lord, so that you can live a life that lines up with the word of God and which what God has called you to do. Okay, we all have a purpose, and our purpose is in his kingdom. Our purpose is in Jesus. Our purpose is in God. That's where our purpose is at, people of God, in Jesus' name. If anybody told you you don't have a purpose, if anybody told you anything different, your purpose is in Christ Jesus, and you find that purpose by losing your life and giving your life up to Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 39, it says, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Jesus said this, and this is true, because our life is in Christ Jesus, and then it's not really even our life anymore, but now it's him living through us. So then we can say, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." He gave himself for us as a sacrifice so that we can be made right with God. Hallelujah. So that we can know God, so that we can have a relationship with God. The Almighty God, the all-powerful God, the one who knows all things, sees all things, that all things were made by him. For him. And we were created in his likeness, in his image, people of God. So our image, our likeness is not to be like this world, but our image, what we look like, what we talk like, what we walk like, is to be like Christ Jesus. Is to be like God. Not saying that we are God. Now we can say, we have a testimony that Jesus has come into my life and changed me. He's come into my life and made me whole. He's come into my life and washed my sins away by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's come into my life and cleansed me from all unrighteousness. He's come into my life so that he can use me for his glory, so that I can fulfill the purpose of God that he has for me in the kingdom of God. And so that when he comes back, and he judges me, I hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Well done. How many want to hear "well done"? Who wants to hear "well done"? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. So it takes being good and being faithful to Jesus. It does. It does. Now, let's keep reading. Verse 8, it says this. The Holy Ghost... And we're in Hebrews chapter 9. This signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. At that time, it was not made manifest. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ was not done yet at that time. While as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Okay, let's go down now to verse 11. It says, "But Christ, being come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building." So, hallelujah. The Lord is gathering up the body of Christ, which is the church, which is not the building, but the body of Christ is the people of God. The people of God who are following Jesus, not made of hands, you know, not made with hands like a regular building, but this building is the in Jesus' name. Now we are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ, the head, the body. We are the body, and we all have a function in this body to glorify God. That's why our purpose is in it. And when you join the body of Christ, you become a joint heir, as it says in the Bible, with Christ. So you become joined with him. Okay? This means that you become now a child of God. As you follow after God, as you follow after Jesus, you are now called a child of God. You are now forgiven. Your life has been redeemed in the name of Jesus. And redeemed, being redeemed, this means that your life has been paid, has been ransomed. And we, like we said, the sacrifice has already been done. Now all Jesus wants, all God wants is your life. When you give up your life for his sake, as the word of God says, I promise you this will be the best choice that you ever make. In Jesus' name, I can testify of it. People of God, I can tell you all about it. It'll be the best choice you ever make. So therefore, knowing this, that in Christ Jesus, there is abundant life. There's a life of redemption. There's a life where you have the assurance that you're on your way to heaven. Now, every day it takes us, people of God, to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. Jesus said in the Word of God, in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So as we continue to do that every day, we can be sure that we'll be getting ready to go with Jesus when he comes back for the church. So the word of the Lord today is, the Lord is letting you know that we in the body of Christ need to get ready. In Jesus' name, I heard the Lord saying to tell his people that they need to get ready. Hallelujah. To get ready for the coming of the Lord. And when he comes, he will come like a thief in the night. He will come when we least expect it. In the name of Jesus, he will come at a time where you would not expect him to come. No man knoweth the hour, no man knoweth the day. He will come for his sheep. He will come for the church. He will come to get us, y'all. We have this assurance because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We have this assurance. So, today we want to pray that we be ready when the Lord comes, that we as the body of Christ, as believers in Jesus Christ, that we be ready, and that, you know, we let God use us for his glory to reach the lost sheep, the ones that he has created, you know, that just haven't come to him yet. And maybe he wants to use us to reach to them. So, people of God, we need to definitely pray for that. Okay. So, Father God, we thank you for your word in this hour. We thank you, Lord, that you're letting your people know today that they need to get ready. To get ready because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming soon in an hour that we knoweth not. Only the Father, only you know, O Father. So we come to cry out to you, O God, everything we've done wrong against you,
up to this point. Haradabo Koyadama Shatale, Ikonana, Rabasikono, Mukurababasheke. We come, hallelujah, to ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. We come to confess our sins and to repent and turn away and to turn to you for help, oh God. While we got the chance, Father God, we come, Father, because we want to be real, to be genuine, to be true. To worship you in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We come, oh God, hallelujah, for you to make us real, for you to mold us and shape us. Shape us into who you have called us to be, oh God. To look more like you, to walk like you, to talk like you, oh God. To live like you, Aya, Romosete, to live a life of humility, Rumashanda, a life where we are nothing and you are all, Halalaboko Yaramashe, a life where you lead us and guide us everywhere we go, in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Think, Aya, Rimasanda, Roko Ashandale. I thank you, Lord, right now for your presence. Rabase Kondo, touch whoever is listening in right now, oh God. Touch them afresh with your Holy Spirit, that they may know, oh God, that you are there and that you are for them. Rabase Kondo, whatever they're going through, oh God, I pray that you work it all together for their good and you give them the assurance that it's going to be all right. That you come today to let them know that it's all right, that what they're going through, in Jesus' name, all they got to do is lean on you. In Jesus' name, as long as they know that they have a spot in the kingdom, that they have the promise of everlasting life, that in this life, as long as they deny themselves, take up their cross and follow you and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. Help us to believe, God. Help us, help our unbelief. If we have any unbelief in us, Father, let it be cast out right now. In the name of Jesus, if there's any unbelief in us, God, help our unbelief. Because we want to go with you. We want to be ready when you come, oh God. The coming of the Lord is as a thief in the night. Like a thief will come in the night. You'll come for your people. You'll come quickly, you said. You want to be ready. If you want to be ready, people of God, just let the Lord know. Say, Lord, I want to be ready for when you come. I yield to you right now so that I can be ready for when you come, so that I can fulfill your will for me, oh God, so I can do it your way, so I can, Father, live a life pleasing unto you, a life lined up with your word, in the name of Jesus. Because you've done it for me. You came down from your heavenly realm, Rabasikondo. You came down in human form, in flesh. For the Bible says it behooved you to be made like your brethren, to be made like us. It was your duty, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you felt it, that you had to do it. In Jesus' name, because that was the only way we were going to be saved. For you to die in flesh like we are right now, and to, in the name of Jesus, to take on all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our disobedience. You took it upon you on that cross. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Ramasikonda, Raboskakoya, Rikashataya, Rokonda, Ribabasekeyo. You took it all on the cross. And you've come to let your people know that you love them. And because you've done this for them, They have the sacrifice for them to be saved. The sacrifice is already done for you to be made right with God. It's already been done. All you got to do is believe in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through verse 10 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We thank you for salvation. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray if someone here doesn't know you, they're listening in right now and they are not saved, I pray that you save them. Just give them a mind
to be saved, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. If you want to be saved, lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. If you're already saved in Jesus' name, and you want to make sure that you have your trust and your faith in Jesus Christ, lift your hands in his presence and pray this prayer with sincerity. Say, oh, Father, I come today because I know that I need you. Because I know and I believe that you died for me. And that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. That you showed your love for me. And Jesus Christ paid his life on the cross. God, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I confess with my mouth that he is. And I believe he is alive right now. And that I am saved.
Praise him.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hello and happy noon.
Amen. Amen and amen. If you just pray that prayer, God bless you. God bless you, Minister Sneed. So good to see you. Yes. Yes, Mel. Yes, Mel. It's Minister Sneed in Jesus' name. Okay, people of God, I thank God for you. And if you just pray that prayer, we give God the praise. For you are saved in Jesus' name. You prayed it with sincerity. You believe it in your heart. You are saved. And if you want to go back to this live or this video, you can check it out on YouTube as well, and it'll be at Jamon Mangusho on YouTube, JamonMangusho. Okay, you can type it in, and you'll see Just a Vessel, and it'll pop up on YouTube, Lord's Will. Okay, so go search that up if you need to go back. People of God, this was a powerful Bible study. I give God all the praise and the glory and the honor, and I thank God for the ones who came in today, the ones who got saved, okay? Now, like we said, people of God, now we're following Christ, not ourselves, taking up our cross and following him. So let's do it. Let's keep going. Let's be ready for when Jesus comes, because he's given the word today. Yes, he has. He's given his word out for your people, for the people of God, and for him to receive it, for you to receive it, and for you to grab hold to it, not let the devil take it from you. All right. So God bless you. God keep you. God make his face shine upon you. And may he be gracious unto you and give you peace in Jesus' name. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So I give God all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Hey, Pink Love Chips, God bless you in Jesus' name. I love you in Jesus' name. Powerful word today, people of God. Powerful word. All right. May the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, everything connected to you. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.